How are you feeling today?
Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Kenny's gone now. Didn't think you'd still be making house calls.
I came to check on you.
Have you ever heard of the fairy pools in Scotland?
Yes, I believe so. On the Isle of Skye.
Yeah. I swam in them last night after everyone left. Just as the sun came up over there.
And how would you describe that experience?
Cold.
Yes, I imagine it was. But why so far away? You have a pool right here in your backyard.
I was alone. It was dark. I wanted to see the sunrise. And that's when it occurred to me that I can go anywhere in the world whenever I want. Like grabbing a drink from the kitchen. I just wasn't taking advantage of it.
Yes, well, everything in moderation, right? That we don't have access to everything life has to offer at any given moment is what makes living it a beautiful experience.
Tell that to everyone who died last night. Anyway, the light broke over the mountain in such a beautiful way, Doc. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I'm happy you were able to experience it.
I think I need more of that. Actually, I just think I need some time away.
I won't argue with that, Kendra, as long as you're safe. You'll need to talk to your parents, though.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry, Kendra. But they're still your parents.
They are, and always will be. And you're still my doctor. But I meant what I said last night.
Understood.
I need to figure out exactly what these powers mean on my own terms. For better or worse. And no one can get in the way of that.
We don't want to get in your way, Kendra. We just want to help you navigate.
Then why do I feel more lost than I ever have before?
I know you're not in a good place right now, but you've gotta eat, Michael.
Yeah, I won't waste it.
Good. Good, good, good. How are you feeling, though? Physically?
I'm alive.
Right.
You know, last night, I think I was astral projecting in my sleep. Just around Chicago. Random places, you know?
That doesn't sound like something you've done before, is it?
Maybe. I don't know, dreams can be weird.
Oh, you're right about that. Remember the one I had about the moose?
I don't. But everyone I saw was in so much pain. Everything they were going through seemed concentrated in one moment, and I was looking directly at it. Almost like I could touch it.
That sounds new, Michael. Are you sure you're okay? Maybe you should talk to Doc.
I don't know.
Alright, well, maybe you take it easy today. Take some time to think about it. We can figure it out together.
Sure.
Though, there was something else I wanted to mention. I got a phone call from—
Dad, if this is anything negative, I really can't handle that right now.
No, of course. You're right. It's not a big deal anyway. Hardly worth bringing up.
Bargo Productions presents Lucidus Somnia, starring Maya Doliel as Kendra Nichols, Alistair Cato as Michael Pham, Bradley Gareth as Braden Fields, and Vinay P. Narayani as Dr. Sanjay Padaki.
We'll be right back.
I'm Rick DeBarros, creator of this podcast, and this is Season 2, Episode 8, entitled Runaway Train.
Come in.
Sir.
Sit down.
Sir, if I could just explain...
No, Gantz. No, you may not. Do I even need to say it? Honestly. This is truly the single greatest fuck-up I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a fucking dinosaur, Gantz. Been doing this 30 years. Thought I'd seen everything. But this one takes the cake. Word is, some of the boys got a bit... spooked.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And is it customary now to open fire on an entire community of civilians just because you're jumpy?
No, sir.
You're goddamn right it's not. I want a list on my desk in 30 minutes. No one's getting fired, but I'm not taking the fall just because a couple rookies can't keep their shit together. There will be reassignments.
Yes, sir.
That news segment is our saving grace right now. That Donna character lied through her teeth about everything that happened, didn't she?
I think she did, sir. Yes.
Good. We can use that. Might be the only thing we got.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, we'll be scrubbing toilets for a living. Understand, Gantz?
I do, sir.
All right. We're done here. Now get the fuck out of my office.
And that was that. I woke up with everyone around me. Kenny was back in 1982, and everyone else was dead. And I feel like everything we did was all for nothing.
My God, Kendra. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's, bleak. And what about you, Michael? You good?
As good as I can be.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, how do you even come back from that? That's like some Bridge on the River Kwai stuff right there.
Never saw it.
You should. It's really good. Oh, right. Sorry.
All good.
But this is so annoying. Y'all could have totally, like, zapped in there and just grabbed everyone before it all went downhill.
We know, Mackenzie. We've had it out with everyone already about this.
We haven't thought about anything else.
I know. Sorry. It's just... I don't know. I want to punch the world for you, too.
Me, too. It's bullshit.
It is. Which is why Michael and I were thinking about getting out of here.
What do you mean?
It's a big world out there. With a lot of people in pain.
With no one there to help.
If we wanted to, we'd be able to leave for good. Just live on the road and take what we need.
What? Like stealing?
Just taking what's needed from places that don't need it. If we're doing the work we're talking about, it's a small price for corporations to pay.
If you guys are gonna start stealing pieces, make sure you drop me a slice every now and then. Ow, Mac! Why'd you punch me?
No stealing, Dewan. Look. I know you all are mad as hell, but I think you should just take some time to, like, I don't know, just come to terms with it all before you start gallivanting around the world all willy-nilly.
I think she's right.
Damn right I'm right. You both have lives here.
And friends.
I appreciate you saying that, but neither of you was there.
You didn't see what we saw.
And if things like that are happening anywhere else, I want to be there to stop it.
No matter what it takes.
I know we can't stop you. Not that we'd want to, but at least promise you'll leave a postcard or something every now and then. Or, you know, like, stop by to say hi.
Duh.
I'm sure we'll get homesick eventually.
You wanted to see me, Richie?
Donna, yes, please. Come in. Have a seat.
First off, Donna, let me tell you, our ratings have been higher than ever. I haven't seen numbers like this since I started. Hell of a segment. The type journalists would kill for. And second, are you okay? I mean, you're breathing. You've got no lead in you. But, how's the brain doing?
Oh, I'm a little shook up, to be honest, Richie. But other than that, I'm ready to tackle on the next big thing.
Look at her, diving into the belly of the beast, and she comes out swinging. My God. Anyway, shame about Braden, huh? Good guy. Great guy, even. Wouldn't make him want to go and join up with whack jobs like those Colossus folks.
I don't know, Richie. Honestly, I don't. Few people respected Braden Fields as much as I did. I mean, you know, I looked up to him. I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for him.
I hear you, Donna. I hear you.
I just... I wish he would have talked to me, you know? Maybe I could have convinced him to go another way.
Now, Donna, don't do that to yourself, honey. All right? He could have reached out to any one of us, but he didn't. That's on him, right?
Right.
You've paved yourself a golden highway, kiddo. So let's put you in your chariot and send you on your way. Just remember who gave you a job when you're chumming it up in the big leagues.
You think they'll be back to eat lunch at least?
I sure hope so.
Kendra didn't even touch her breakfast this morning.
Hi.
Oh, there you both are.
What's up?
Well, you didn't say anything before leaving. We were worried about you.
We were just at the park with Mackenzie and Dewan. No big deal.
Kendra, we never said it was a big deal. Okay, look. We have to talk. And this concerns you too, Michael.
Yeah, sure.
Feel free to say or do whatever you wish after we've said our piece.
This for real? You're not going to try to box us in?
No, sweetheart. It's for real.
All right. We're listening.
We just wish to stress once more how much we care for you both, which is why we're here right now. I've studied psychology for quite some time, as you know, and it is not lost on me that a great deal of survivor's guilt might be taking root presently.
Oh my God.
Wait. You said you'd let them talk.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.
The human psyche is a very fragile thing. I cannot stress enough how much so. When people are hurt in the way that you have been, and they do not recover appropriately, it can be dangerous. Ordinary humans can be a destructive lot when they're led astray, and neither of you is close to ordinary. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure. You don't want us to become supervillains like the Penguin and Catwoman.
You have nothing to worry about.
It really isn't as simple as being bad or good.
Not by a long shot.
When someone is hurt enough by the world, the lines between what is good and what is evil are ultimately blurred beyond reason. It can start small, but it will always escalate.
Like Michael said, you don't have to worry about that.
People change. Life does that. Takes your toys without asking and switches everything up. It's not up to you.
We just want you to have the tools to deal with that when it does.
Sounds reasonable.
Michael.
What? It does.
Okay. So, what? What's the point of all of this then?
As difficult as the last couple of days have been for you, we're just asking both of you to not shut us out completely. Talk to us. Let us guide you in matters of the heart from time to time.
I'll think about it.
That's all we ask, sweetie. Take some time. You too, Michael.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Has anyone heard how Brayden's doing?
The news says he's still in ICU.
The hospital wouldn't release any info to me when I phoned for status, since I'm not next of kin.
Fine. We'll just head over there and check for ourselves.
Might not be best to teleport in the middle of it. And there we go.
We said what we needed to say. We can only hope it resonated in some capacity.
I really hope so, Doc. I can't lose my child over this.
We won't.
There he is. You sure we're good?
I was remote viewing the entire time your parents and Doc were lecturing us. We're fine.
All right. Hey, Brayden.
It's Michael and Kendra.
We're so sorry, Brayden. We didn't mean for this to happen to you.
We should have been faster. We should have...
Who's there?
It's us, Brayden.
Made it out.
Yeah, we're good.
You can't... Like...
We know, Brayden. Just relax. We're trying not to blame ourselves.
Difficult not to.
My camera.
Claire and Damien threw it into the fire, Brayden. We tried to get it.
But then all hell broke loose. I'm sorry. That reporter's gonna get away with all of this. And all the lies she made up about you, too.
No.
It's true, Brayden. We saw it burn.
There were more tapes. I hid them.
What? What are you talking about, Brayden? Where did you hide them?
Oh.
Brayden? Brayden!
Shh, Michael. We're not supposed to be in here. The painkillers must have knocked him out. But holy shit. If there are more tapes...
We can still get the truth out.
The news said the police searched his place, though. We'd have heard about it if they'd found tapes, right?
I mean, sure. If the cops wanted to do the right thing. They're looking pretty good to everyone right now. Showing those tapes would basically implicate them.
We gotta find those tapes, then. Let's go.
Ah, here it is. Always forgetting phone numbers.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Rick. Sanjay Padaki here. How are you?
I'm good, Doc. I'm good. How are you holding up?
I'm surprisingly stable, all things considered. I'm perhaps a little too concerned about everyone else to really think about it.
Makes sense. I feel the same way. Michael is starting to get depressed all over again when he'd been the happiest I'd seen him just a couple of weeks ago. It's killing me to see him that way.
Yeah, well, that's actually why I'm calling. I was at the Nichols place this morning talking to Sondra and Kenneth. We all agree it's in Kendra and Michael's best interest to give them a little space to process everything. As concerned as you must be, we can't force them to talk to us.
What do you mean?
Well, Kendra and Michael feel very guilty right now for not saving everyone at Colossus. I just fear that if we force them to do practically anything, including sharing how they feel, it could set them off in a destructive way.
I understand. Doc, does Michael ever bring up leucodysomnia to you?
When we first reunited, yes. But not so much in the last couple of months.
Has he ever mentioned anything about maybe someone there following him?
No, not at all. Ah, I think I know what this is about. I saw him wandering around the University of Texas a few weeks ago, and I mentioned that maybe...
No, not that.
Come again?
Look, I got this phone call the other day.
Yes? Who called you?
No one. Never mind, Doc. Not right now.
All right. But if Michael begins acting abnormally or you begin to notice severe changes in his abilities, please consider letting me know.
Take it easy, Doc.
What was that about?
The police did a number on this place when they searched it.
Oh my God, look at this place. Okay, let's find those tapes and get out of here.
Hold on. Brayden said the tapes were hidden.
Right. I'd imagine a reporter's gotta have a pretty secret spot for hiding sensitive material.
I'll try to remote view behind the walls for some sort of hiding place.
Alright, going to the kitchen. Oh, man. That really needs to be thrown out.
Wait a sec. Why does it feel like I've done this before? It's not the floorboards. It's higher.
He's got a lot of empty beer bottles in here. Like a lot.
Holy crap! That ceiling fan looks like it has tape coming off of it.
What was that?
Well, what do you know? Got him!
What? Where the hell were they?
He taped them to the top of the ceiling fan blades.
What?
I just kind of had a feeling like I had done this before.
Well, good find, detective.
Okay. You ready to expose these assholes?
Very much so. But where to?
I've got some ideas.
Aw, oh, there he is. My little knight in shining armor.
How are you holding up, Brayden, honey? Oh, I forgot you can't answer that.
See, you took your shot at me, and you missed. Now I've got everyone at the station eating out the palm of my hand. It's actually kind of disgusting how people believe anything they're told. But that's not my problem. Eat or be eaten, right? But don't worry, though. I'll mourn your downfall in a spectacular way. It'll be nice. I'll paint a lovely picture of the man who fell from grace. And then, oh, actually, you know what? It might just be better if you died. That would tie a perfect little bow on all of this, don't you think? Maybe consider just letting go, huh? I'm sure your dead wife would love some company, wherever the fuck she is. Anyway, it's been lovely catching up. I gotta get going. Hair appointment, you know. Night-night.
Okay, what about Mexico?
No, he would fucking kill me.
Alaska? Right, the dream.
With my luck, I'll probably get eaten by a moose.
Where the fuck are we gonna go?
Fuck. Fuck, Michael's not gonna take this easily at all. I have to tell him he's my son. I have to tell him. Who the fuck is that? Who in the hell is knocking? You assholes think I won't? Fuck you, fuck you. Just try me. All right. Who's there? Hello? God damn it. We gotta get out of here fast.
You took my Batman reference earlier a little too literal, Michael. Being on top of skyscrapers is not the most comfortable thing I've done.
Really? I come here all the time.
You do?
Yeah. The city's got insane energy. Chicago's great, but New York, man. How do you think I knew where to find Fizenica's headquarters so easily?
Oh, look, they're finally leaving the office.
ABC7 has a crazy amount of people working for them. I think this might be our best shot. Kendra, are you sure you've got this?
I've got to start trying these things without you always holding my hand. Just one skyscraper to the next, no big deal. Why is this feeling like a big deal?
Just go, Kendra. You got this.
Okay, you're right. Here goes nothing.
There she is. I knew she could do it. Wow. I could spend all day up here. It's noisy, but also very quiet at the same time. Perfect.
Holy shit, did you see me?
I did.
I felt like a spy or something. What a rush.
I'm happy you're enjoying yourself.
You know, we owe all this to Kenny, right? We wouldn't even be alive right now if not for her.
It's still weird talking about her like it's not you. But yeah, she saved our lives. More than once, apparently. You saved our lives, Kendra. Looks like I owe you one.
I'll remember that.
Speaking of remembering things.
Nope. I can only remember everything from the past few weeks from my perspective today. Not Kenny's age.
That's so strange.
But probably for the best.
Yeah, probably. We should head home.
Good idea. Hi, we're back.
Whoa! Y'all gotta be a bit more careful with that. Nearly spilled my beer.
Sorry, Mr. Ken.
No harm, no foul. You guys were at the hospital a while. How's Brayden doing?
He's fine, but we weren't just at the hospital, though.
Oh?
Brayden told us about some tapes he had hidden from Colossus. All the interviews with everyone that stayed there.
Oh, hell.
Oh, boy.
Sandra! Sandra, come here!
Here we go.
It's all good. Don't worry.
Why are you in here yelling my name?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, you're back.
These two sleuths found out Brayden's interview tapes were still intact. He hid them, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, so we found them.
Mm-hmm. And then? Because I know the story's not about to end there.
And then we sort of dropped them off at the ABC7 studios in New York.
I don't have enough beer for this conversation. Well, let's just all take a minute.
Way to go, guys. Good job.
What?
I think you did a good job. Right, honey?
Yeah, absolutely. What you did was important. Needed.
Justified.
That's it, baby. Justified. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You're not mad?
Mad? Mm-mm. I'm not mad. Are you mad, honey?
Nope. Not mad at all.
That's great to hear. We were really hoping
you... But it would be nice to let us know the next time you think about doing something like this.
And there it is. I knew you were buttering us up.
Hold up. We're not buttering you up. I'm just saying, I'd like to know where you're at, Kendra. You're still a teenager. My little girl watched people die. I'm concerned.
Well, don't be.
Everyone take a step back for a second. We are not the family that shouts at each other like this. Never have been. Never will. When I left home at 18... To be continued. Hello? Oh, hey, Rick. How you doing? I sure do. I'm looking at him right now. You want me to put him on? Oh, sure. I'll let him know right now. Say, maybe you'd like to... Oh. He hung up.
What did my dad say?
Why don't you head on home, Michael? Your dad sounded a little shaken up about something. You and Kendra can hang out later.
Sure. I'll see you guys soon then.
Later.
Bye, Michael.
Odd.
What was that about?
Nothing, I hope.
What is it, Kenneth?
Not sure. Just a feeling.
Hi.
You get the fuck away from me!
Whoa, Dad, it's me!
Oh my god. Hey, Michael.
Dad, what the hell? Why do you have a gun?
That's not important, Michael. Fuck. I need you to sit down. I have something I need to tell you.
You almost shot me!
Michael, I would never. You just startled me, that's all. It's been a very weird couple of days, Michael.
What is going on?
I have something I need to say.
Okay.
And it's not going to be easy to hear. Do you understand? But I need you to listen to everything I tell you before you react. Can you promise me that?
I can try, Dad.
Okay. Okay, okay. I've loved you ever since I took you in. I didn't know if I was ready to raise another human being when I did, but the love was there. Is there. I will never not love you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, Dad, I love you too, but this is freaking me out. What the hell is going on?
It's no coincidence that I adopted you. I would have done it anyway, but... Luca Desomnia hired me to take care of you.
Wait. What?
So, you just dropped the tapes off and nothing yet?
Well, I don't know how long these things take. It might take some time for them to figure out what they have on their hands. Or they could be gearing up for a big reveal or something.
God, I wish I could see the smug look on the reporter's face when she gets annihilated.
Say, Mac. I want to just grab her and teleport her to the middle of the Atlantic.
Oh my god, that's so evil.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Kendra, you wouldn't actually do that, would you?
Obviously not. Jesus.
Would be kind of funny, though. So, your parents? They took it well, you said.
They seem to know I'm doing the right thing. But even so, I could tell they were freaking out about it. They just hid it.
Mm.
But I could be doing so much more, Mac.
Like what?
I don't know. I could be, like, delivering crates of food to starving people, or assembling hospitals in different parts of the world, or putting all those god-awful nukes on the surface of Mars.
What?
Yeah, start terraforming Mars.
What? Are you high right now?
No, but I'm starting to wish I was. Oh, shit. It's getting late. I was supposed to check in with Michael. See you tomorrow?
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Bye. Michael,
are you there?
Michael? Where is he?
Hey, Donna.
Yeah?
Richie wants to see you. He's in his office.
Sure, thanks. I wonder what Richie wants to talk to me about now. Probably to tell me that New York is calling and wants to poach me away from this shithole news station. Hey, Richie. What can this gold-studded mercenary do for you?
Get in here, close the door, and sit down, Donna.
Oh, wait a minute. Is there a problem?
Shut up and watch this.
I'm fed every night. I've got people who genuinely love me here.
There's an hour's worth of interviews here. And my guy in New York is telling me there's more coming. At least 3 hours worth in total. What the fuck, Donna?
Wait, who is that?
Are you shitting me right now? That's Damien Hunter.
Talking to...
Braden Fields.
Oh.
Oh my ass, Donna.
Richie, it's obvious that Braden is forcing him to do this interview under duress. Braden was one of the ringleaders of that cult. You know this.
You know what? I think I see you now for who you really are, Donna. A liar. If not a fucking sociopath. I just watched a full group of people spill their guts to Braden. If they're the ones bullshitting, then they deserve Oscars.
Braden even mentions confronting you about spying on him while he worked. The date and time he mentions aligned with when you checked out the van with Kevin. And don't worry, we've already got his side of the story, so don't even try going out there manipulating him again.
Braden only did this because he knew I was on the story. He was trying to divert.
If it were anyone else involved with Braden, I might have believed you, Donna. But this is inexcusable. I'm physically ill because of this.
Okay, well then I'll get on the air and fire back at it. Get it all under control.
I don't think you understand what's happening here. You don't work here anymore.
I'm fired?
I wouldn't say fired. I would say finished.
Richie, come on, it's me. We can
go
just...
Go pack your things and get out of here. You've got 10 minutes.
Where will I go?
I really don't give a shit.
You gonna drink your coffee?
It's a bit strong.
I keep telling you to ask for one shot.
One shot.
I adore you when you're over-caffeinated, though. The energy is infectious. Made me want to step outside and take a bite of the world with you.
Where are we? What is this place?
Don't be silly, Braden. Can't you just enjoy this? Here with me, while we can?
I think I might be dying.
Shoulder's not doing too well, huh?
Hurts like hell.
Nobody said getting shot was pleasant. Will you take my hand?
Of course I will.
There. See? I'm here.
Oh, God. I miss you so much.
I'm never too far, you know? You just need to talk.
No, I want to stay here with you. I don't want to leave.
You can't. As much as I'd like you to stay, it's not your time.
I've got nothing waiting for me, Elodie. Nothing.
We both know that's not true, Braden.
What am I supposed to do then?
What you always do. Change the world. You've got to get going now, baby.
Can't you come with me?
If I leave, who's going to pay the bill?
We always split the bill.
Not this time, handsome.
Was it?
Nice to see you up, Braden.
You're not my wife.
No, sorry to disappoint. I know you need your rest, so I won't stay long. There's something I'd like to show you.
It takes strength, Damien, to come out of that as the caring young man I see sitting in front of me. What you've been through would break most people.
They did it. Kendra and Michael found the tapes.
They've been playing these interviews non-stop.
It's great, Doc. Catching up the ones that did make it out of Colossus. Clear their names.
Braden.
Seriously?
I'm afraid so.
No one?
No one but yourself, Kendra, and Michael.
It was all for nothing.
Those interviews will keep their memory alive, untarnished. It most certainly was not for nothing. We tried, Braden.
But did we do enough?
Morning. We tried calling you for breakfast.
Sorry. Late night.
Plenty of eggs and toast if you're hungry. Oh, listen to this.
Between members of Colossus and investigative journalist Braden Fields that completely contradict the original narrative shared by Austin's News 11. I reached out to both the Austin Police Department and News 11 for comment on the misrepresentation of these community members, but both parties have independently stated that they cannot make a comment on issues pending litigation. So there you have it, folks.
Well, there you go. You and Michael did it again.
Yeah, I guess we kind of did.
This got us thinking a little bit.
What about?
We'd like to help you.
Not guide. Help.
What are y'all talking about?
We have a lot of experience, Kendra, in worldly matters. I teach political science at UT.
We have some ideas of where you could go and what you could do. We could be a team.
Okay, I've already got plans, though.
Yeah? What you got?
I was telling Mackenzie a few days ago, I deliver food to starving communities, build hospitals in places that need it, drop nukes on Mars. Although the last one was a joke. but also maybe not.
Do you understand the socioeconomic ramifications of unchecked generosity?
No.
Just a little something you learn when you experience life more. But since you want to make big changes, this is something you need to hear. Say you drop large quantities of food in a poverty-stricken community. What are you going to do about setting up infrastructure?
Infrastructure sounds a bit overkill.
So you're just going to drop a bounty of supplies in the middle of a starving community and expect them to hand out everything fairly?
Why wouldn't they?
When people are desperate, they do horrible things. One group could overpower everyone and hoard it. Make them do whatever they ask in exchange for access to the food. You could create a grim power dynamic that jumpstarts a small war in those communities.
Yeah. So what's your plan for infrastructure? How are you going to make sure that doesn't happen?
I don't know. I'd use my powers to prevent that. Besides, people wouldn't just do that.
I'm sorry, but that's very naive, Kendra. People can be cruel, even the ones who need help.
Okay, so are you guys actually telling me not to bring starving people food?
No, of course not. We're telling you that you need to be smart about it, so you're not wasting your time and hurting other people by accident.
Actions have consequences.
I think you should invite Michael and Rick over for dinner tonight. We can all sit down and discuss it. I really think we could do some good together. All of us.
I'll try, but Michael hasn't been responding to me when I reach out to him the last few days. This isn't like him at all. I'm actually starting to worry.
Could be whatever that call was about. I hope it's not too serious.
Michael? Michael, please! Where are you?
Michael? You with me?
Trying. My suitcase isn't exactly light.
Well, when we put the bag down when we get on the train, you'll feel better.
I could just...
No, Michael. Sorry. Look, we talked about this.
Right. I'm just joking.
I know this isn't the father and son trip you wanted, but we're gonna be okay, you and me.
Yeah. Father and son.
Come on, keep up.
We're far enough away from Chicago now. Kendra's out of any danger. I want to let her know I'm okay. Please, Dad, she's my best friend.
Sure. You've earned it.
Kendra? Are you there?
Michael? Oh, for God's sake. Where have you been? Did you see the news?
I didn't. Listen, I can't talk long.
Why? What's up? Everything okay?
No, it's not. I'm not gonna be around for a while, Kendra. My dad and I need to disappear.
Michael, what the hell is happening?
I can't get into it. I want to, but I can't. You'd only try to help, and that would just put you in danger too.
Danger? I don't understand. What's happening?
Also, you need to take it easy with your powers. People are watching.
Watching?
Bye, Kendra.
Michael, wait. We can...
I'm ready.
Hành khách chú ý. Chuyến tàu khởi hành từ sân ga số 7 hiện đến giờ lên tàu. Chuyến tàu khởi hành từ sân ga số 7 hiện đến giờ lên tàu. Xin cảm ơn.
This concludes Season 2 of Lucidus Somnia. This episode was written by Gerard Howard, and it starred Maya Doliel as Kendra Nichols, Alistair Cato as Michael Pham, Bradley Gareth as Braden Fields, and Vinay P. Narayani as Dr. Sanjay Padaki. It featured Gary Gibbs as Kenneth, Sheila Morris as Sandra, Maganda Marie as Mackenzie, Jarrett J. Lee as Dewan, Jordan Kalina as Rick, Chelsea Krause as Braden's wife, Reed Donut as Damien, Joshua Cookingham as Detective Gantz, Andrew Cretella as Kevin, Richie, and the police chief, and Tamika Diaz as Donna Rutledge. Casting was by Jennifer Rausch and Robert Garza. The original theme song was composed by Yakov Svechkovich and remixed for Season 2 by Elgin Thrower Jr. More information about this podcast, including links to the enhanced visual version, can be found at luciddreamspodcast.com. Copyright 2024, Bargo Productions.